Welcome to Father's House in Grantsville, Maryland. The message you're about to hear will greatly encourage your growth in the Lord. Join us as we together open the living Word.
We'll be singing that softly just for a few more moments. I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord prophetically saying something this morning. Let me just prophesy for a moment. And the Lord says that we are literally reaping the benefits of the year 5776. 5777 began on sunset October the 2nd of 2016. The year of the parable, the fig tree that we are in, the rumblings of the Antichrist on the horizon, but yet a new day of apostolic government in the land. The Holy Spirit is saying this morning to set your faces as hard as flint. Set your faces as hard as flint against the enemy this year. This is the year that heaven and hell will collide. This is the year that you will see unfulfilled prophecies come to pass. This is the year that Holy Spirit is saying that every unfulfilled prophecy in your past that has been promised you concerning your children will come to pass, will come to fruition. This is the year that God says that you are the head and not the tail, that you are above only and not beneath. This is the year that the Holy Spirit says, get ready for your 100-fold return. Houses and lands that you did not dwell in and buy will be yours this year. Amen. Sister Sue, God says this is your year of prosperity. This is a year that your foot is on the devil's head, that you will be trampling on scorpions and serpents and taking back and going to the enemy's camp and taking back what the enemy has stolen away in the name of the Lord. This is the year that the wayward sons, the prodigals, are on their way back home, says the Lord of hosts. This is the year that God says that this very ministry here on top of the mountain here in Grantsville, Maryland, will begin to make a shift. We'll begin to make a turn. I hear the Lord says, we are going to turn on a dime. We are going to turn on the moment, on the spur of a moment, and the Holy Spirit is going to bring prosperity. Oh, I can see it this morning. Sister Stacy, I can see it's phase three this morning. The Lord is saying that I see the tumbleweeds rolling into town. Everything is turning silver. Everything is turning gold. And prosperity is coming to Grantsville, Maryland. We will see this place filled to the very brim with people that will dare to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Hallelujah. We will see the Messianic Jews come in and go out. We will see the born again saints of the living God lifting up their banners toward the heaven. And we shall see healing in the land again. We shall see healing in this house again. And we shall corporately come together and be one. Put your hands together for the Lord and give Him praise in the house of God. Sing it. We pour out our praise. Come on, lift up your voice like a trumpet. It's your breath in our lungs. Your breath in my lungs. Hallelujah. God is raising up the prophets again. There is a company of prophets being raised up right now that will prophesy to the land, to the four-flung corners of the earth. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth this morning and begin to prophesy. Create an atmosphere right outside of your very own mouth that God is causing you to prosper. Come on, sing it. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in my lungs. Hallelujah. It's your breath in my lungs. Yes, Jesus. It's your breath in our lungs. Before you're seated this morning, greet three people and say, it is His breath that's in my lungs. It's His breath that's in my lungs. Come and talk for a few minutes. Give me a break. And then give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Ever since the month of September of 2016, I've been researching, studying out this new Hebrew year that is labeled 5777. I love to look at the Hebrew calendar and compare that as well with our Gregorian calendar. In the year 5777, there's many titles that have been placed to the Hebrew year that began on sunset October the 2nd, 2016. The first one that I found was called the Year of the Parable of the Fig Tree. There was another one that I looked at, and I've researched all of these, which most of the people on the Elijah list are looking at this year, and it is entitled the Year of the Sword. It's the Year of the Sword. And I could put my stamp of approval on that, because this is a year where heaven and earth will still work together, but it's the year that heaven and earth will collide against hell. And I believe this is the year that we are going to be taking back what the enemy has stolen away from the children of God. I have never seen the body of Christ under more physical attack in all my life. This past week, we've known in our own home, in the church, friends and family that have been under so much physical attack trying to stop us from accomplishing and propagating the Word of God out into the marketplace. But we will not allow that to stop us, will we? Because these things that we're looking at right now are just temporal things that are working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, as the Apostle Paul tells us. So when we look at the year 5777, we could also say that it is the year of Rosh Hashanah. It is the year of what I would call the Feast of the Trumpets. It is the year where, if you believe in the rapture of the church still, that the Bible talks about in 1 Thessalonians 4 and verses 13 through 18, if you believe in that or if you don't believe it, it's still the year of Rosh Hashanah. It's still the year of the first fruits. It's still the year. We are in the year 5777, and 5 represents the manifold grace of God. 777 is the completed and perfected number of our God. And so I believe that this could possibly be the year of the beginning of the end. Whether you believe in the rapture or just the second coming or whatever you choose to believe in. If you're a preterist, if you believe things took place and were fulfilled in 70 AD when Nero come stomping into Israel and Jerusalem and destroyed it. And 7 years later it started to get rebuilt, just like Nehemiah would rebuild the walls in the city. It's, you know, a few centuries before that. But I still yet believe that the trumpet of God is going to sound. The Bible said that the dead in Christ are going to rise first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet them with the Lord in the clouds in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. If you believe that this morning, give the Lord a hand of praise in the house of God. Normally, I really love, it's my preference to preach, to run the aisles, to get excited and things like that. But sometimes I believe that there's a New Testament word called exegesis. And what that means is we need to break down what the Lord is saying in the text. And so if we were to compare with our Jewish friends on their calendar what God is going to do in America and around the world in the body of Christ as we know it, then I believe that those both will correspond. They will interlink with one another and things will begin to happen. Now, we saw last year how that heaven was going to invade earth, and it surely did. Oh, the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that took place last year in the body of Christ. A young man calling me up here just a few months ago before the new year even began to cry out. And I've told you this story before, just a few months ago. And he was crying out, and there's something wrong in my house. It's demonic. There's a demonic atmosphere that's in my house. And I went into this open vision, and I began to look at his house from the outside, what his house looked like. On the outside, what his yard looked like, there was a shed that was off to the left, and I began to explain to him everything, the layout of the house on the inside of his front door, how that you go up the steps and you make a left, and the second room back on the right is where the problem was, and then explained to him, and he said, how did you know all that? It's only because of the strong prophetic anointing that is upon not only my life, but should be upon each and every one of our lives. Because we have already activated the prophetic. I've acted the prophetic in people's living rooms before. Activated the prophetic in people's kitchens before. Because when the prophets come to town, they operate the prophetic. Brother Donnell would not mind me saying this, but he calls me one day and I saw a vision of him. And I said, "Brother, you're going to be moving near Alexandria, Virginia," in Alexandria, Virginia, and that's where he lives now. It's because God is never wrong. And like that old commercial years ago, when E.F. Hutton speaks, people need to listen. Well, the prophets of God and you and me, and there's none of us that are higher than one another in the body of Christ. Everybody has their place in the body of Christ. This building is not the church. We are the church. We've come to the church building to have church services, but that has nothing to do with the reality and who we really are. Who we really are is what we need to be doing outside of these walls. Who we really are is what we need to be doing as far as propagating the gospel of Jesus Christ is concerned in the marketplace this year. So with all of those thoughts in mind, God wants you to have the prophetic working in your life as well. In the Hebrew year 5777, and I'm just giving you my notes as I wrote them down, It is the 50th anniversary of Israel's reunification with the Jewish state's God-given holy capital of Jerusalem. And you know, this 577, we are following a Shemitah and we are following a Jubilee. So it's the blessings. It's the year of the blessings, 30, 60, and preferably a 100-fold return. And I know a lot of you have suffered tremendous injustices in this lifetime. I could sit here and stand here today and tell you of the injustices that I've experienced just to get me here at this moment. But it's okay, because my life, when Jesus bought me off of the slave market of sin, my life no longer belonged to me, just like yours no longer belongs to you. But now you have been purchased with a price, so you belong to Him. And because you belong to Him, you need to pray as Pat Robertson used to on the 700 Club years ago, "Lord Jesus Christ, live your life through me. Live your life through me." And with all of those things in mind concerning 5777, that Israel became a Jewish state, we remember this in May the 14th in 1948. We remember how they became reunified. Ever since 70 AD, they had been scattered abroad. But ever since that time, on May the 14th, 1948, there has been a regathering. There had been a great diaspora, what is called the dispersing of the Jews, because they failed to receive Jesus as their Messiah way back when, in the 24th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, when they rejected Him as their Messiah. Then not one stone was left upon another there. And the Bible says that when they came to Him, they asked Him a question. What shall be the sign of the end? What shall be the sign of the end? And, of course, He was not going to tell them at that time, because they rejected Him as the Messiah. But we see the signs everywhere. We see the signs everywhere in the atmosphere. We see them in the heavens. We see them here on the earth. We see them in the nations of the world, that the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is imminent and it is soon. And the reason why we believe that and have continued to preach that, in spite of what maybe a lot of the preterists says, that they have been saying from the foundations that since the fathers have fallen asleep, that Jesus is coming back. I'll still continue to proclaim it every day of my life, because I believe what the holy written word of God says, that Jesus Christ is going to come back. He's going to set up a 1,000-year millennial reign upon this earth. He's going to rule and reign with a rod of iron on the throne of His father David. He is going to rule with a theocratic government, which means there will be peace and prosperity for 1,000 years upon this earth. If you've ever wanted the devil to shut up, that's going to be the time where he is shut up. The Bible says that the angels too came out of heaven, and they came down and they had the keys to the bottomless pit, threw the devil down into the bottomless pit, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and everything else that's evil was thrown down in there, and they basically threw away the key. For 1,000 years, it's going to be locked up, and there will be peace and prosperity. I'm excited about that, because the body of Christ can experience that now. Can you say amen? Let's move on because I want to get some of these notes in. So we know that the Jewish state, which was God's given holy capital of Jerusalem, that was established in 1967, was brought back as a result of the Six-Day War, also known as the June War, also known as the 1967 Arab-Israeli War, or the Third Arab-Israeli War, which was fought between June the 5th through the 10th, 1967, when I was just 5 years of age. But I can remember seeing some of this on television, listening to Walter Cronkite talk about it way back when. And there was a stirring that was going on. Just a few years later, in 1973, we saw the Middle East crisis going on, where we went and sat in our automobiles for hours at the gas pump. And the gas pumps were set at, like, if it was $5 a gallon, it would be set at $2.50, and then you would get that much, and then you would have to come back and get the rest of it later. But the thing I'm saying this morning is that there is a time this year where we're not going to have to do any of that, because God is saying this is the year of the 100-fold return. This is the year that God is going to return, and we are going to literally take back what the enemy has stolen away. If you believe that this morning, give the Lord a hand of praise in the house of God. Prophetically, if you'll go ahead and put the first scripture up on the board, please. But God spoke and said that the prophetic vision of the Lord's people is slowly beginning to come back to perfect vision during this decade of Ayin, A-Y-I-N. And Ayin means to see beyond what we've already seen. And this began during this 2010 to 2020th decade, that the year of the prophetic every year would increase in some type of Ayin word. Ayin Vav last year, V-A-V, which means that there was a connecting pin between heaven and earth, that God was connecting heaven and earth, that we were going to begin to manifest what God was saying that was going to take place on the face of the earth. And then this year, again, the year of the parable of the fig tree, how that we can see that the leaves on the trees are turning green, that spring is here. Now they're going to change, and they're going to get a little bit darker green. And so when things like that begin to take place, we look and we know that those are outward signs that appear to us to show us of the coming of the Lord. Can you say amen with me today? So the Lord spoke and said that in the year 2020, the church prophetically will have 2020 vision. We will be able to see with 2020 vision by the year 2020. And I believe that when we catapult up into the year right around 2034, there will be a cataclysmic judgment that will take place upon the face of this earth, and an earthquake will rock the earth. God, I believe, has shown me that. And I believe when we are here now, if we don't go by way of the grave or the Lord taking us out of here, there's going to be a lot of other cataclysmic judgments that are going to precede the seven seals, trumpets, and vials that will happen during the Great Tribulation period, if you happen to believe that type of philosophy and theology. But right now, God is not saying, don't be looking for no kind of antichrist, but be looking for the Christ. Don't be looking for some cave or some hole in the wall where you can go down to your local grocer and buy four for a dollar pork and beans and crawl in the hole somewhere and die. We don't need to be fearful, because Jesus said, I am coming through a hole in the sky. And when I sound the trumpet, get ready, because I'm coming back and I'm taking you out of here, and you won't have to face any kind of tribulation anymore, because you're not appointed to wrath, but you are appointed to obtain peace and salvation. The Hebrew year 5777 will be the year of the Trinity Kings, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say. And that means, in the spiritual sense, that there is coming a triple-fold kingly anointing to do spiritual warfare, to demand the recovery of those things that were lost through injustices. It will also be a year of great harvest, where unsaved loved ones again will be saved and unfulfilled prophecies again will come to pass. It is, as I spoke earlier, another time of apostolic anointing, which I believe happened in this election, that God raised up Donald Trump. You may not like a lot of things that came out of his mouth, but there's a sovereign plan of God. Jeremiah 29:11 talks about the sovereign plan of God. And I believe the sovereign plan of God is that God had to raise up someone who could maybe not pronounce the King's English real well, maybe who's never seen the inside door of a seminary, maybe who's never been in a Congress or a legislative meeting, and God would raise someone up like that to rule this nation with a rod of iron underneath of a theocratic understanding. And that's what I believe, that the apostolic is invading the governmental systems of the land. This will be the year that there will be a change in world leadership. where royalty, I heard God say this, where royalty will once again be recognized. This will be the year where there will be an increase in creative miracles happening, both in the church and in the marketplace, for the purpose of getting the attention of the ungodly one more time so that we may bring them to Christ. The ungodly that are out there, the millennials that are out there right now, you can't convince them that there is a God. They don't want to hear anything about God. I had a man recently send me a messenger message saying, if you can prove to me a God, that there's a God, I'll meet with you and buy lunch. And I thought, well, I'm going to fast a few days because he's going to buy me lunch and I'm going to prove to him that there's a God. I understand about the canon of scriptures. I understand how that the canon of scriptures came about, and it wasn't through scientific authenticity. It was through proving that through the Dead Sea Scrolls and others in the caves of Omen, how that all of that came about, and it was tested to be proved to be authentic, to become the Word of the Living God. 66 books, 1,189 chapters, 31,101 verses, written by 1,500 different, over 40 different authors over a 1,500-year period. That is the Word of God. We have the Word of God. Whether it's in the Western world, whether it's in the Eastern world, we are all coming together. We are understanding how the Jews thought, but it's not how the Jews think. It's how the born-again Jews think, because now their eyes are not blinded or alienated from the life of God. Now, since they've been born again by the Spirit of God, if they have, their eyes have been opened up, praise God, and they can see the light in His fullness. Come on, somebody. Give some God some praise in the house this morning. I'm talking fast to get this stuff done. There will be, God said, there will be, Robin, a true place of rest in your home. And perhaps speaking over a season of rest from war. Even though there will be wars going on around us, I heard the Spirit of the Lord said that we will even find rest as the wars go on around us. In the heat of the battle, we will find rest. Because Hebrews 4 and verse 3 says, there's a place where we can enter in to the rest of God. Let's go here and let's read the scripture this morning in Psalm 8 and verses 1 through 3. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Keep your focus on that one word called glory. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies. That thou mightest, what? Back up there for just a moment so everybody can read that. Verse number 2. Let's start at the top again. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that you might steal the enemy and the avenger. Now watch verse number 3. When I consider thy heavens, there's more than one, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which what? Who has ordained? God has ordained those things? I want to back up here for just a moment. And I want to read you something, if I can find it here, because I've been leafing through some of this. But I believe that this scripture right here is talking about what Psalm 19 and verse number 1 says, that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork, in Psalm 19 verse number 1. When we look at the word glory, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament right above us in the clouds showeth his handiwork. It goes on to say, you don't have to turn it there, but it goes on to say, day unto day utter a speech, night unto night showeth knowledge. Their line is going out throughout the whole earth. See, so that none is without excuse. There is a God. I love what Brother Swaggart said years ago. I was watching him back in 1983 and 84, and he says, you aren't the unbeliever you thought you were, or you wouldn't be watching me. You turn me on every morning. He said, you turn me on every morning so I can turn you on. Because you haven't been turned on any other way. You see, that's the way that we get turned on, and that's through the Lord. Now, quickly, I want to go through some things and share with you some things about the prophetic element of what God is saying since September. And I'm going to bring you up to January, and then that's going to be made available on CD. Hopefully it got recorded this morning, and that will be made available along with parts 2 and 3 and how many other parts that has to go along with this. And by the time the conference comes around, my goodness, it might be a seminar within itself. But as we think about the prophetic element of God's timing right now, we see beginning from September, That was basically a pre-5777 that things already began to take place. And this is what God was speaking. He said, September will be the month of divine providence for you. It'll be the month that I will create a new beginning for you. And then into October, when it finally culminates on October the 2nd, he said, for you to expect many new things to begin for you. You have been in a time of preparation. It's now high time that those things that you've been in preparation for will fully manifest and come to pass. Now, since September, I've been writing things down in increments, and then I put it all together this week on this one page. And we read Psalm 8 and verses 1 through 3 there just a few moments ago about the moon, about the stars, and that how we look at the moon and the stars and want to know what the glory of God is and what are they really declaring to us as individuals. And this is what I heard the Spirit of the Lord said, and I wrote it down. They are declaring the redemptive plan of God for your family now in the earth realm, and you need to begin to walk in it. Never again open up your mouth and speak and say, I don't know if my family is saved or not. According to the Word of God in Acts 16:31 to the Philippian jailer, Paul and Silas said what? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall what? And your household. Your household is already promised. Keep speaking the word of faith over them. Don't give place to the devil. But keep saying, no matter what the situation looks like, I know that this is the year that God has promised me. This is not just a season or another season. God said it is a season with a set time. It is a season during the set time where things are going to happen that you've been waiting for. That's what set time is all about. He said, declare my redemptive plan with your mouth, out of your heart, in the earth realm during this year of 5777. And then he also said that the heavens, Brother Tim and I were talking one day, I don't know if you remember, but we were talking one day, Brother Tim Livingood here on the front row, that the heavens are a circuit. We were talking about this, and we were talking about electrical work and circuitry and things such as this. And I immediately went home and I found Psalm 19, verse number 6, which declares, his going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Now watch this. God said this about each and every one of you. Watch this. He said, tell them that every one of you are a timepiece to a puzzle. Don't tell me God doesn't speak to his prophetic people. He spoke this one night. I was coming home. It was pouring down a rain. I had Walker with me. We were up in the mountains praying. That's our little Maltese, my buddy I take everywhere with me. And he said, tell them that they are a timepiece to a piece of a puzzle, which is a circuit, which from the Hebrew word tekphal means tell them that they are a revolution circling around the earth's atmosphere with their words when they speak them and believe them. Your words are out there and they have not found home plate yet. That's what God said to tell you. They haven't found home plate yet. They are making their way back home. Tell them that now that they are on the circuit journey and the clock is still ticking. Still speak the same word that you spoke 2 years ago. People, when I got healed from crippling arthritis of the spine in 1983 at Dr. John Polis' church, it was called ankylosing spondylitis. And man, I was out running the streets of Fairmont. And when I got healed, it was a miracle healing. I went home, I put the medicine down in the toilet, I flushed the toilet. I didn't have any more pain. I didn't have any more crippling arthritis. Well, how do you know you didn't? Because I went back and got the after job done. I went back and got more x-rays run from Dr. Pickett at Ruby Memorial Hospital. Before it was Ruby, it was WVU Hospital. And when I got the test done, the arthritis was gone. There was not a trace of that crippling arthritis. That was a creative miracle. That was what God did then, and he's still doing the same thing today. So it's like when you say healing belongs to me and then you get a pain in your body and the next thing you know you're sticking a screwdriver in the outlet, you're going to short circuit and those words up there in the atmosphere that are circling the atmosphere will go, they'll stop. But what the Lord is saying, hey, keep that screwdriver in your pocket. Just open up your mouth and speak. And I'm going to, Isaiah 57:19, create the fruit of your lips this year. And God says you can speak peace to those that are near and those that are far off. Oh, I wish Catherine Kuhlman were here to talk about her story, 10,000 miles for a miracle. That would just blow your mind. Let's move on. In Psalm 1 and 3, it's not on the board, but this is what it declares. Whatever you set your hand to do shall prosper. Now, I put this down. You can picture this as the word of God encircling the earth, that whatever you set your hand to do, it will prosper. If we understand this and receive it, we can pull God's word into the earth realm by what we speak, and God will create the fruit of our lips by what we say. So the things that you have been pondering on that have not happened yet, I am not preaching some type of New Age theology. I'm preaching the divine word of God. I'm preaching that Romans 10 and verse 8 says, but what saith it? The word is very near unto you, in your mouth and in your heart, which is your spirit man. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, it says thou shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You remember the moment that you got saved, room 302, Fairmont General Hospital, the 25th of February, 1980. A little lady comes walking in, leads me to Christ. I've told the story so many times, couldn't get off the bed. It's like somebody put a 500-pound weight on me. And when I prayed that prayer, those words went up into the heavens, began to circle around so many galaxies and so many, the Milky Way and everything else that's sweet, glory to God. And it began to circulate, and it was telling the whole heavens, because the angels began to rejoice that another sinner has repented and has come home. Those words are still out there in the atmosphere today. And if the Bible says that the angels of heaven repenteth over one soul that repents, or a sinner that repents, the angels of heaven must never stop. They must never shut up. And God said, if we'll give him some praise and glory in the house of God, he'll do it for you too. Come on, somebody. The entire book of Psalms talks about the word encircling the earth. I thought it important to focus on this right now until we begin to pull it in and manifest it in our own atmosphere. As you watch this in your own life, these are all words that I just wrote down when Spirit of God spoke to me since September. As you watch this in your own life and watch his timing, you will see that you will be able to speak the right thing at the right time in the right season. You see, a lot of times we're trying to reap something we've never sown. But the Galatians 6:7 says, be not mocked. God is not mocked, see. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Wow, I can't wait to sow some orange seeds so I can get $1,000. Brother Donnell sent me a text yesterday, I believe it was, and we were just talking for a moment over a text about sowing a seed. And it's a great thing to sow a seed, because when you sow a seed, you can expect that something's coming back. I'm going to sow a seed, but there's nothing coming back. Well, that's not faith. But when you sow it in seed, as a seed in faith, put it into the ground, cover it up with the soil, water it with the word, cultivate it with prayer, you're going to see the fruition of it come about in God's perfect timing. Come on, somebody, give God some praise in the house of God. Give me a few more minutes. October, God was saying, is a month reserved for the anointing to come to fruition. Now, what does that mean? The anointing's on the inside of every one of us if we are born again. 1 John 2:27 tells us that. But God said this would be a month reserved for the anointing, not only to increase, but to be graceful. And this can be very easy or very hard. If we make it hard, it'll be hard. But he said that the anointing will not just break the yoke, the anointing will destroy the yoke. Isaiah 10:27, if you'll put that up on the board, we'll read that together. Isaiah 10, I hope I gave you that, maybe I didn't. Let me just read it and quickly move on. Isaiah 10:27, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off of thy shoulder and his yoke from off of thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed, not broken, but destroyed because of the anointing. Now listen closely to what the Holy Spirit said when I was meditating and I was coming off of the mountains at Dolly Sods. God said, pull off the side of the road, because I've been pondering about what are you trying to say here? And I'm up there in October, and God said this. He said that it will be destroyed because of the anointing, But the oil within you has to be pressed out. You understand that? The oil that's on the inside of you. Sometimes what we think is like a wine press. You have to put those grapes in there and you have to turn that and press out that juice that's in those grapes. That thing is not going to get done by itself. But what God is saying, the oil that's on the inside of you has to be pressed out. In other words, it's not going to get out of there. That anointing is not going to increase unless you are praying and praising. You have got to get that thing out of the inside of you to the outside. How can you do that? How can I accomplish that? It's when you begin to get radical. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Get radical. Remind the devil, the prince of this world is already judged. Hallelujah. Kirsten, you're about to come into some prosperity, sister. You are about to come into some prosperity in the marketplace. Oh, my God. And I just believe, if you'll stand up, let me prophesy to you. You have come behind in no gift, God says. But I saith the Lord, have given you an understanding not only of worldly knowledge, but I'm going to increase your anointing and increase the knowledge in the anointing, where when you spend time in intercessory prayer, you will need not that any man will teach you, but God says, press yourself, press your face toward the floor, set your face as hard as flint, and begin to lift your hands toward the heaven, begin to worship and praise the name of the Lord in your prayer closet, and at that time, you will press the anointing, it will come out of you, and it will cause you to be a brand new fruit creature bearing person in the marketplace. And it will cause a great harvest of what you've been praying for about 3 or 4 years now to come to pass. That's what the Lord said for you. Now come on, let's follow on, follow on, follow on. The Lord says, so rejoice even through circumstances, or even those circumstances may be very pressing. So press through the circumstances that's on the inside of you. When you press, the anointing's coming strongly out of you. Oh, my God. I'm telling you. God says it's a month to deal with hardships. A month to deal with trials and tribulations, October was. By receiving the anointing, let your pain transform into something usable for God's plan and for your life. You're not alone, my sister. You're standing like God said, stand up. I'm seeing a vision of you. Stand up. I'm going to prophesy. I haven't prophesied like this in a while. But I'm looking at you, and God said, you're like the lady Statue of Liberty standing in New York Harbor. I see even you going there and singing right around New York Harbor. And God says to open up your mouth like a trumpet. He said Psalm 57 will be your lot in this last day. Psalm 57. Just begin to cry out in your prayer closet and read Psalm 57. And God says a new thing what I'm going to create not only in you, but in your husband. This is the year. God says this is the year that your life is not going to look like it's exempt. This is the year that your life will not look like it's all bad times. But this is the year that you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can put physical matter to what you've been saying in the spirit. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hold on quickly. We're going to November. November was a month. God spoke this. November was a month. It looks like I was somewhere down around New Germany Park driving during the month of November, and God says it was a month to enter into a new level of trust and rest in Him, to move ahead with the new anointing and allow the Lord to develop new levels of trust and leadership in you. Psalm 25:14 declares, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. I'm going to go on down to December right now because I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying something different about December. And I've got it kind of earmarked here about what the Lord says, but I'm already hearing in the Spirit that spiritually God is saying something and said something in the declaration of the end of the year, which God said was really only the beginning of a new thing. So the end of the year was the beginning of a new thing. He said, spiritually, make this declaration at the closure of the gates. The end of December was the closure of the gates to all evil in your life, Sister Robin. Church of the Living God, the spiritually, the end of December was the closure of some gates that God showed me 2 years previously in the month of March, where when we would march in March, God said you would march right up through these new gates which were opening up. And gates represent portals in the scriptures. And as those gates opened up, or new portals opened up, we walked inside, we turned, we closed the gate, locked it with the key of David, and God said, from now on, everything that was evil will not be able to chase you and destroy you anymore. Come on, somebody. He said, all violence, everything that was wrong, up through December the 31st of 2016, everything that was unjust, let it go. Everything that was cruel toward you, let it go. Everything that was damaging or an injustice or violent oppression. Tell me, all of us don't go through tremendous pressings out on the inside and tremendous losses of children and families and things, and because of injustices and because of making right choices in this life and saying, I will go where you follow. And like Bishop Goins says down at Outreach Family Fellowship, that where he leads me, I will follow, and where what he feeds me, I will swallow. And that's exactly what this year has to become. Because when we are so satisfied and determined that nothing is going to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord, it won't matter. We'll be having such a hoedown with the Lord, if you will, having such a great time with the Lord, if you will, that everything else will not matter because you're caught up in the Spirit. And when you're caught up in the Spirit and you're alone with Jesus, you will be like Peter and John in the fourth chapter of Acts, who were called ignorant and unlearned men because they couldn't pronounce the English real well, the King's English, or had been to the inside door of a seminary, or had not sat on the council of the Sanhedrin. But yet God would use them because they took knowledge that they had been with Jesus, and because that they had been with Jesus, it didn't matter. We got a doctor's degree here in 2015. You think I care about that? We don't even use those things. But that was only because of the grace of God to seal that and place that upon our lives to go overseas to open up doors over there. When they look at doctor's degrees and they'll say, go ahead on in. But that does not matter, because what matters is if the people took knowledge that we were with Jesus. When I was in Indianapolis, Indiana, back in 2007, and Alan and Melissa Sayer went out there with me, God moved in a little storefront church out there. People were getting saved. People were getting delivered. Things happened there. I was about 6 months back and forward. There was true revival that was going on. Saints of the living God, this is time that true revival is starting to break out in the body of Christ. We are going to see a revolution of a new millennial warriors coming forth. Come on, somebody. God said all oppression has left. And then in January, and then I'm going to release you and let you go by the help and grace of God here. Let's finish this. I just said this just about a week ago. I said, Father, stopped and pulled off the side of the road and wrote it down. We release the blessings of the Lord to locate and to overtake us in all circumstances. And the Lord said, tell them when you minister on this, release it in their business transactions. Speak it. I release the favor of the Lord upon every business transaction I make this year, 100-fold, that there be a 100-fold return. Let it overtake us in the marketplace and in our families. The business transactions, relationships, and everyday activities, may they be anointed as we press through and press ourselves out in this anointing. Also, that Lord, we declare that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall never depart from the house of the Lord. We declare rest over our money. We declare rest over our families, our ministry, and also our struggles. And finally, God said, tell them that we are in the last days, and many calamities that are all around us and disasters that befell nations are enough to warn any discerning believer that indeed the time is short and that my return is near. And they've been saying since the beginning, the fathers have fallen asleep. Where is his coming? The Bible says that those people are called scoffers and mockers, and that we need to set an example against that. Would you stand with me this morning? Heavenly Father, thank you for this message this morning. Thank you that in this time period, this that you have spoken and said certain things will truly come to pass as the prophets are listening and speaking. Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing except He first revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. When God begins to speak, He will warn His prophets to speak into the atmosphere.
You've been listening to Father's House. For more information or to download today's sermon, visit us at fathershouse.info. And remember, it is written, "My house shall be called the house of prayer."